And welcome to Stream of Conscience Podcast. I am your host, Joel Spooky Cox. And this is my co-host, Joe Werewolf Stout.
That was fantastic. I love it. I was really worried that you were going to do like a negative spook joke or something there, but no, you saved yourself. This is our spooktacular. Socktacular. I feel like I could do better than that. Anyways.
So here's my problem with Halloween, Joe.
Spook of consciousness. No, that's actually offensive.
I was 41 years old, Joe.
That's so old, Joel.
You know what that means?
Take a shot.
Nobody has Halloween parties. I've been sitting on this Halloween costume for 4 years now.
What's your Halloween costume?
4 years.
Oh, I want to talk about Halloween costumes.
Do you watch Rick and Morty?
I'm familiar with it.
Are you familiar with the
Pickle Rick?
Nah, Pickle Rick.
Space Rick.
Are you familiar with how there's like infinite universes and infinite Ricks? And there's all these variations of Rick?
I had a general idea of that, but no, but okay.
I want to be Black Rick for Halloween.
Like this quantum version of Rick.
I wanted to wear the fro. I was going to print out
a
portal gun. I was going to get some blue pants and a lab coat.
Was he wearing like a name tag or something?
No. Nobody ever has a Halloween party anymore.
You could put Black Rick on the lab coat.
So there's no point in me making this Halloween costume.
Well, here's the thing. Is there are no Halloween parties. I'm sorry, I'm squeaky there. People don't have house parties anymore.
No, Halloween parties.
That's what I'm saying is people don't have house parties anymore. So Halloween parties, there are Halloween parties, but you have to go to like Southside Crawl or something for that. I went to one last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went last year. I went to Southside Crawl. Had a blast of a time. No, I didn't. I had a shitty time because I was with somebody who was being a bit of a bitch. But that's a whole other story. There are parties, but they're more like you just have to get your group of friends. And that's the problem. It's not that there aren't parties. It's that the people that you hang with are not bar crawl, bar crowd type of people, other than me. The majority of our friends, our mutual friends, are not going to. And also at our age, too, like you don't want to be the 40-year-old at the bar crawl with all the 21-year-olds kind of thing.
Which is why I have my friends have a party. Me just show up as Black Rick and be like, that's fucking awesome.
Well, and which is possible, but where are you going to have it? Because not only are we all at that age where, you know, parties are not like a huge thing. We don't really have a crowd. Not one of us owns a home. We all rent an apartment. We're all in smaller community. Like, so having a party is kind of like, where would you, whose house would we have a party at?
Well, my friend Scott used to throw parties at his house when he had the older house.
We should talk your parents and let us have a Halloween party at their house.
You know,
what do you think your dad would dress up as?
Do you know how many things are wrong with that statement right there? Do you realize as a child...
Dad's Halloween costume would be a cantankerous old black man.
Do you realize as a kid I was not allowed to do Halloween?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
My parents are very Christian, and that's the devil's
I've had people who have said that before. Actually, one of my good friends, my buddy Brian, Brian, we talk about Brian all the time. It blew
Hey, Brian, listen
mind.
To the show.
Brian doesn't listen to the show.
That's what I'm saying to Brian, because he won't hear me.
Right. But Brian, he doesn't let his kids go trick-or-treating or dress up or anything. Because I remember years ago when he still had – he has three. He only had just the one. And I said, hey, we should take the kids. At the time, I think we only had Bailey, too. So I only had one kid. He only had one kid. And I said, we should take the kids trick-or-treating. And he's like, oh, Mike, we're not taking them trick-or-treating. And my immediate reaction was – his wife, who I love her dearly, actually, her and I didn't always see eye to eye, but she's actually a very nice, wonderful person.
She fucking hates you.
No, well, at one point in time, I suspected she did, but we've become very cool. Like I see her occasionally. Her daughter and my daughter go to dance class together, so I run into her a bit. We always talk. We BS. She's actually super loving towards me and very kind towards me now. But she's extremely religious, and I thought that it was her decision that they didn't take their kid trick-or-treating, so I was kind of like, oh, that's fucked up. But it turns out he's never, that's something he's always been not a supporter of. I don't think as a kid he went trick or treating. And now I'm thinking about it, him and I never went trick or treating. And we, before I met you, him and I were inseparable. We were brothers. Like we, mm-hmm. I was at his place all the time. Like we hung out. We did everything. I did a lot of stuff with their family. If they went to go see a movie, they swung down and picked me up first. Like they were. I was part of the family. And I don't remember us ever going trick or treating, which is like mind-boggling to me that we didn't do that. Now that I never noticed that. But yeah, so there are people who don't do
so,
that.
So, like I said, my parents, I get where they're coming from. It's all devil, it's devil's eve, devil this, trick or treat. If I don't get a trick, you get a treat.
Right.
I get the logistics. My
issue with it isn't that, like, for me, it's not like if you're Christian, you're like, well, we don't celebrate Hanukkah. Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense to me. Halloween is not, it's... You can classify it as a pagan holiday, but there's no pagans. Like, people who celebrate Halloween...
But you have to understand, my parents are religious, and according to a lot of this other stuff, it's a devil's holiday, and that's why they don't celebrate it. I get, like I said, because of who I am...
It's actually a celebration of the summer, of the spring, the fall solstice.
You go and talk to me, Papa Cox, about that.
Me and Papa Cox are going to sit down and
have a discussion. Let me tell you a story about when I was in first grade.
Okay,
and my friend said that Roy Camp... He was one of my best friends. And when they finally didn't go trick-or-treating, his parents decided to call my parents and see why they couldn't take me. Yeah. They got like a half-hour lecture.
The first time I met your dad, he handed me a religious tract with $2 bill inside of it. So he's like, here's some money to convert you. Yeah, he tried to buy me into Jesus. So I understand how that's...
But to be honest, when you look at the logistics, costumes are fucking expensive.
Okay, so that's a whole nother... Let's talk about that, because you know me. I don't do expensive costumes.
But
I do not go to the costume store.
But here's what I'm saying. I grew up in Dorseyville, which is next to Fox Chapel.
Okay.
So the Fox Chapel kids aren't going to be having...
Fox Chapel kids come from some money, too.
Yeah.
Just to put things
in perspective. So full-size candy bars. They're going to be buying all these expensive costumes and shit.
I know. But here's the thing, though. Your dad doesn't believe in Halloween, which, fine. Does he believe in free candy? No, your dad probably doesn't.
No.
Your dad does not believe that. I retracted it as soon as I said it. I don't know what I was thinking there.
There's nothing free in this world. You pay for it, or you pay for it.
Yeah. I remember it was the first time I met your dad was we were in college, and you had to move a bunch of stuff from – it must have been like summer break or something like that, and I helped you move a bunch mm-hmm. of stuff down into your dad's truck.
Yeah.
Did your dad have a truck back then?
Yeah, pickup truck.
So we moved a bunch of stuff down, and your dad went to give me a couple bucks. And I was like, you and I were friends. Like, yeah. I showed up at your room. I used to eat your food. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, we didn't do that. Like, there was no – we just did for each other all the time because that's the kind of friends we are. Always have been. Hopefully always will be.
Mm-hmm.
There was no IOU, you owe me kind of thing. It was never like that. So when your dad went to throw me a couple bucks – and I don't remember what it was. It was like five bucks, 10 bucks, or whatever it was. I was like, oh, no, that's okay, sir. And he, like – this sternness – he became militant almost. Like, this – it was like talking to a Marine in a way where, like, his eyes just glazed over. They turned to stone. All of his skin became leather, and he just became all robotic about it. And he's like, you never do anything for free. And he hands me the money, and I was afraid not to take it. Like, I knew that if I didn't accept that money and say, thank you, sir, he was going to whoop my ass.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And so he handed me a couple bucks for it. And I'm like, that's the kind of guy your dad is, which is so weird to me because, like the apple kind of fell far from the tree in that sense with you and him because you're not that kind of guy because you've been doing computer work and all kinds of shit for me for nothing for years. You're very giving and you don't ask
anything. No, my dad's very giving, too.
Oh, no, but, your dad is.
But the thing is, though, like.
Well, here's the thing. Your dad's very giving. It's not that. But your dad, I don't think, would ever let anybody do something for him without, like, he doesn't seem like the type of guy who just takes from someone. Like, it's just not his thing.
No, not at all.
Right.
That, I can see what you're talking about with that point.
Right. But he taught me you never do anything for free. So.
But like, I laugh because... That like, I never pay attention to outside
He's
of college.
He's probably like, trick-or-treaters are a bunch of goddamn beggars. But they probably didn't say goddamn, though.
Well, November 1st, candy's 25% off. And the following week, it's 50% off. And after that, 75% off.
Well, the shit candy.
No. I've gotten nice bags of candy for 50% off.
Yeah, my thing is, I try... Well, and for me, it's easy because I take my kids trick-or-treating, and they don't eat all the candy. Oh, that shit, that reminds me. I have a Snickers bar in the freezer. but I take my kids trick-or-treating, and there's always, like, this surplus of candy. So we go through, and we kind of break it down. We separate it all out, and the chocolates versus the shit candy and everything like that.
You don't get a skin, but with an x-ray?
With a what?
You don't get an x-ray?
No, fuck no. That used to be a thing. I bet you half our audience doesn't even understand that reference. Here's the thing. Back when you and I were kids and we would go trick-or-treating, you would show up to somebody's house and you would go trick-or-treat, and they would give you like a popcorn ball or a caramel apple or something like that.
Or homemade treats.
Yeah, like people did homemade treats. I remember my nanny, my grandmother, Italian, my nanny, my pap, my pap didn't do shit. Not that he didn't do shit, but he didn't bake or cook or anything like that, because my nanny always did.
Well, I gotta cook. I got a woman for that. Well, get in the kitchen, Bethel.
No. Oh, you listen. My grandfather was the exact opposite of that. He was this old Irishman, and Wilbert, Grandpa Wilbert. Nobody ever called him that. He was just Pap. He was like the most respectful man you have ever met. Like, he was the ladies' man. He was a fucking charmer. This dude, he could have pulled any ass he wanted to. He was handsome as fuck, and such a kind, good, sweethearted man. And it was one of those things where I come from a big Irish Italian family, because she was Italian and he was Irish, and my uncles are like they take very much after the Italian side. It's kind of split. Like most of them take after the Italian side. My dad was, if you met him, you'd be like, you would not see any of the Italian, you'd see the Irish in him. My uncles were like, they're those tough, hard ass kind of guys that like, they talk a lot of shit and they go, you're going to do it or we're going to fuck you up. Kind of like, that's kind of like, they just super fucking Dego-y type of Italian. And I can say, no,
you
I can
say
that.
Say that.
Yes, I can. That's you. I can't say the N word because I'm not. I can say Dego because I happen to be WAP. But like, they were that kind of people. But every single one of my uncles is hard ass and is bullshit as they can be. If you were to, if one of my uncles were to say a bad thing about my nunny, the rest of my uncles probably beat the shit out of them. Like, you don't disrespect women. That's one thing that was really in my family. And I wasn't close to my uncles, but that was one of those things that we got drastically. But my nanny, for Halloween, she used to make these full out. But remember, they still make them, Butterfingers. Mm-hmm. You know, like when you bite into a Butterfinger, that there's that I don't even know what that is. Like,
nougat.
It's not nougat though. I don't think nougat's in nougat's soft. It's like chewy. That's like what's in a Snickers.
Peanut brittle?
Yeah, like that peanut brittle, but it's not peanut brittle. It's something totally different. It's like that. It's the stuff you find in a Butterfinger. My nanny used to make these bars that were like that. Like, they weren't the chocolate covered thing. They were, I can't remember what was in them. They were phenomenal. I've never had anything even close to like it ever, 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 other than what she made. Closest thing I can think is a Butterfinger, and it was definitely not a Butterfinger. But she used to make those and pass them out. So the reason people used to take their candy to go get x-rayed was because a couple crazies, these people that didn't believe in Halloween and that had this vendetta against this whole pagan holiday and this Devil's Eve and all the bullshit, they would put things like razor blades in kids' candy. And for a couple of years, like, there was some serious issues with kids getting given candy that had razor blades and stuff like that in it. And that's where the whole x-ray thing, that was a very long route to explain why you said x-ray the candy, but that's what it was for the people who didn't know that. My Halloween costume this year, I'm actually not going to, time has just run out, and I just, I'm just
you
not
got
there.
3 weeks.
No, I, well, not by the by the time this airs, I'll have 3 days at best. I think 2 days, 3 days. Actually, this will air on a Wednesday. Tomorrow, tomorrow is Halloween. Uh-huh. So yeah, Joel, I don't have 3 weeks. I have 1 day. Which,
if at the time of the recording, you had 3 weeks.
If I were able to time travel back 3 weeks, let's assume I didn't get shit done between that time.
Audience listeners,
no.
Let's ask Joe how he did on the 30th of October.
Okay, so let me just cover this. Here's how the way this is going to play out. Brody already wants, is it called Naratu?
Yeah.
Okay, so he wants a Naratu costume, but he wants a very specific one, which I have zero desire. I'm just not motivated to do it. But
you better do it.
No, because that's not my thing. Like, I'll make you do it. I don't make those kind of costumes. Why? Make cool-ass costumes. Yes, I'll make you a Spider-Man suit. I'll make you an Iron Man
Why
suit.
Why can't you make that costume?
Because it's a fucking orange jumpsuit. It's a tracksuit. That's all it is. It's a tracksuit with a headband. Like, it's not my... I'm not motivated. It's not that I can't... Well, I will.
I'll do it.
Fine.
Uncle Joel will do it for Brody.
No, I'll do it.
No, I'll do it.
I'm going to be
you're being a little bit baby back bitch about it. All right,
fine. You know what? By all means. Brody, I know you sneak and listen to the show. No, he doesn't. But Joel's going to make your costume. Uncle Joel comes to the rescue.
Mm-hmm.
We both know that's not going to happen.
You want to bet?
Anyways, Bailey hasn't even told me
what is that a challenge?
So here's what I wanted to do. Here's what I wanted to do for my Halloween costume. I desperately, for several years, have wanted to make, and I've showed you kind of like my general ideas. I want to make a Buzz Lightyear costume with all my heart because there is nobody who would make a better Buzz Lightyear than me. And I don't want to make like a
Pixar.
I don't want to make a no. Fuck it. I'm a better Buzz Lightyear than Buzz Lightyear. There's no question in my head. Here's the way it goes. Obviously Tim Allen. Yeah, Tim Allen is the voice of Buzz Lightyear. I would make a better Buzz Lightyear than Tim Allen. Pat Warburton maybe on par with the Buzz Lightyear I would be, but I'm going to make a very different Buzz Lightyear. I'm going to make a very
If you recast Buzz Lightyear for the voice to go with your costume, who would it be?
Oh, if I had it for a voice?
Yeah.
Well, I do like Pat Warburton's voice. I think that he's got the right tone for it. But I, for the Buzz Lightyear that I'm making, is not a Toy Story Buzz Lightyear.
No, I understand that. That's what I'm asking. It's more like,
if Buzz Lightyear were real, that's the costume I want to make. I don't know who I'd have to voice for Buzz Lightyear. Somebody with a Vin Diesel. Fuck it. Academy Award winner Vin Diesel as Buzz Lightyear. I am Groot. So I wanted to make a Buzz Lightyear costume, but I've actually bounced around with that, and I'm thinking about there's a couple other ideas. I actually was depending on what happens and how things go between the time of this recording and the time of this recording airing. I was talking about going out with a group of friends, and I was gonna do like a Nick Wilde from Zootopia. It just kind of something that came up, and yeah, the fox, Sly Fox. But I was talking about maybe doing one of those ones. I don't know if that's going to happen now, just because it's the time's running thin, and I still have so much to do with everything else. But I don't think I'm going to get to the Buzz Lightyear costume. So that's what I talked about. Here's what's realistically going to happen. I'm going to pull Deadpool costume back out. I'm going to make a mask for it this time through, and I'm going to do Deadpool again this year, if I even get a chance to go out, because Halloween's on a Thursday, and I'm usually stuck at home with. I'm gonna take the kids trick or treating, obviously. So I'm gonna be out trick or treating with my kids. I'm probably not even gonna dress up. And if Bailey doesn't come up with a costume soon, he's gonna end up wearing my Deadpool costume.
I'll get Bailey a costume. Don't worry.
No, I can get Bailey a costume. He's usually pretty easy.
He's not picking. I'll pick for him.
He'll pick. He'll wait till like last minute and he'll pick something easy and stupid. Like, he just doesn't give a shit. He's like, if I say, "Hey Bailey, go put a trash bag on, that's your costume," he's gonna go, "Okay, that's fine." Although he's 15 now, he might not want to go trick or treating. He might not want to dress up, because you know that's that age where you're too cool for that. Not me. I'm 39 years old, and I still want to dress up for Halloween.
I'll be waiting for November 1st to get my cheap ass candy.
I don't have the need to go out and buy all the candy, because I take my kids trick or treating, and especially I have four kids, and my kids are not really big candy eaters, so they get ass ton of candy.
Why do they do it?
Because it's fun to go trick or treating.
If you don't like the candy, why do the work?
Because it's fun to go be little tiny beggars, and they do eat some candy. It's not that they won't eat any of it, but they don't eat a lot of it. Some of the chocolate bars will disappear. Bags of potato chips, they don't stand a chance in that house. But like a lot of the other stuff, anybody, first of all, if you pass out Smarties or lollipops, you deserve to have your house egged. And for all those stupid, for you cunt rag dentists that pass out a toothbrush on Halloween, I personally am going to come back and flatten your tires. Like, that's a shitty thing to do to a kid. If you give a kid a toothbrush on Halloween, you're a prick. There's no reason for that. Favorite candies, Joel?
Dots. Mike and Ike's.
Oh, you do like those. I hate those. Mike and Ike's, I think, are disgusting. Yeah, you love so Mike. You actually was reading Mike and Ike's earlier today. So Mike and Ike's are not my style at all. I can't get into those. I don't mind like fruit snacks, but I don't like any of the other gummy type snacks, the candies. They're just not my thing. Chocolate and peanut butter. Those are my two
Milky ultimates. Ways, Snickers bars, Twix.
Reese's peanut butter cups. I do like the Kit Kats. You don't like Reese's peanut butter cups?
Nope.
What?
My aunt had way too many of them when I was like six.
I love them. I don't like the hard candy so much. I don't like anything crunchy. I'm not a crunchy fan. I don't eat potato chips. I don't eat pretzels. I don't eat...
I saw you eating pretzels last, like, 2 months ago.
If there's nothing else to eat, I will snack some pretzels. But I don't usually. It's not my... I just don't like crunchy foods. And I don't know what it is. Like, okay, you know, like, I literally am that person who can eat one potato chip and walk away. That's just me. So, all right, so we got to plan a Halloween party. Let's plan a Halloween party.
I'd rather not.
This is why there's no Halloween
party. Because here's the thing. I use to plan parties and shit all the time. But I get too many maybes. So then it makes food either too much or too little.
I got to say, I'm terrible for that. Anytime somebody sends me a request on... And I got a buddy. Actually, weirdly enough, my man Gio. We call him Gio. His name's George, but everybody calls him Gio. He has a party. No, okay, so I started... When I was working in the restaurant...
Wait, did he work at Quaker Steak?
Gio did not, no.
Okay.
Justin did, and so no, did...
No, because I also know another guy who used to go by Gio Bear in college.
No. No, this dude didn't go to college with us. He's a bit younger, too. So I had a buddy named Justin. Now, Justin and I worked together, and then Justin's little brother, who's I call him Bruno. His name's Jason, but I was like, you need a tougher name. So I named him Bruno because I think it's funny as hell. And so me, Justin, and Bruno used to work together. Well, they have a million brothers, and I kind of became cool with a lot of their brothers. So their brother Gio has parties all the time, and he does some really cool fun parties, and he invites me to everything. He has picnics, he has any holiday, anytime something's going on, he has a party for it. He has 4th of July, he has the Christmas time, he has the Halloween, all these parties. He always invites me, and I'm always like, yeah, dude, I'm gonna go this time, and I never get to go, and I always feel like a dick because I don't go. I want to go. I'd like to go. It's just one of those
things. But you're a baby back bitch.
I'm a baby back bitch is what it is. I'm a whiny little puss.
So the reason I hate planning parties now, my buddy Scott had this house he got in 2007. We started throwing parties there. It got to the point the one time we threw a party there, he was getting off work late. So we started the party without him, me and my buddy Rob. Rob and I did all the cooking and all the stuff. Scott walks into the house. There's Rob in there in the kitchen cooking. Never met this guy before in his life.
Oh, he doesn't know Rob.
At this point, he did not know Rob. Okay. They became best friends, and he was in his wedding, which is kind of funny. They were each other's best men in their weddings. But, yeah, we threw all these parties. It was great. And then we started taking out invites. And then we're like, okay, we need to pay poo for 20 people. And then 15 people would show up. And then 10 people would show up. And, like, if you don't get a good count... Either run out of food or you have too much food.
Right, right.
And party food does not always keep.
Well, and I think what you... The best way to do... Handle something like that... So my buddy Gio does a similar thing. He makes... He's actually... He's an amazing cook. And he has... he should really have his own show because he cooks food. He does it like where he puts it on Snapchat. So he's that guy that has like 50 Snapchats in a row where you're like... You got to set aside a block of your day to check out his Snapchat. You really do. And God bless him because he does an amazing job and he cooks some really crazy foods. And he doesn't just cook the food. Like he's joking around. He's telling stories and he's having fun with it. And he's entertaining as all hell. So he does, he actually loves and enjoys cooking. So it's a little different. He makes a lot of the foods. I think... Short of like that type of environment, if you have a Halloween party, the best thing to do is say, hey, I'm having a Halloween party, everybody bring a dish.
Oh, you dumb bastard.
Well, no, here's how that works. Because if you have 5 people show up, you have 5 dishes. That's enough to feed 5 people. If you have 20 people show up, you have 20 dishes. That's enough
to feed 20
people.
But nobody wants to bring anything. They always bring like chips or something stupid.
So what? Fuck it. It's a party. Eat chips. Who doesn't?
If you get 5 bags of chips.
I know for a fact that you can sit and eat bag of chips as a meal. I've seen you do it.
Yes, you can do that. When you have a party, you want variety.
Well, okay, so it depends on...
We used to
be when like, you're 20 and you say everybody brings something, everybody will bring a bag of chips. When you're 40 and you say everybody brings something...
They bring a bag of chips.
No, they're not. At our age, I'm going to make a dip and you're going to make whatever. You're going to make a chicken casserole or somebody's going to bring, you know, some vegetable... medley or something. Like, you're going to have all the different foods. At our age, you're going to have enough. Yes, there are going to be some people that go, hey, I'm here. Here's a couple liters of Coke or Pepsi. And then you're going to have some people go, here, I'll go buy a couple bags of chips. But you're going to have enough people that bring a legit food that...
I don't believe you.
I did.
With my experience, let's test it. With my experience the past 15 years of throwing parties at friends and shit, I've seen it go downhill so quickly. Actually, as we get older, people get shittier with bringing food and saying they'll show off.
It's because we have less money, because we all have families and shit. I had more money when I was 20 than I do whenever I'm 40.
Mm-hmm.
Before I had kids, I was making money hand over fist. I was working all the time. Now I'm like, oh, I can't work too many hours because I have to be home for the kids and I got to blah, 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 blah. And then I'm like, then I do have money. My paycheck comes in and I got to buy... For me to feed myself, if I want to go out to eat, it's like, what, 10, 15 bucks? If I want to go out to eat at my age, it's $70. $70 fucking dollars for me to go out to eat because I got to pay for four kids to eat along with it. Like, it becomes a fucking nightmare. It's ridiculous.
Why do you think I don't have any kids, Joe?
It's because you're smarter than I am. Because you believe in condoms.
Yes, yes, I do.
That's, I took myself off the market, though. That's what I'm going to be for Halloween. I'm going to be a vasectomy.
But yeah.
I'm going to be a
planning parties as I get older. It's just like, I don't want to do it. I'm not going to lie. For the past, like, let's say a month. So, as you know, I had car issues.
Yes.
And I took care of those car issues. Well, also, due to the summer, I had some pretty high electrical bills because of the AC, which I still don't understand how that fucking happened. But with all that stuff, as I put it, adulting went badly the past 2 months. So I've just been coming home, playing my VR game with my friends in Europe, and going to bed. At one point, I was like, I don't need to eat dinner. It's like for a week and a half, I didn't eat dinner. I'm going to just come home, play my video game, go to bed.
See, if you had kids, then you'd have a house full of candy left over from Halloween, and then you could just eat all of that for dinner.
But I don't want that. I'm just like...
You know what? I'll tell you what. It's funny because November is... Okay, so like for me, Halloween just ended. Thanksgiving's rolling around. Brianna's birthday. It's Brianna's birthday, Thanksgiving, Bailey's birthday, Christmas, New Year's.
Birthday season's coming up. Birthday.
So there's always cake. There's always candy. There's always... I'm not going out. Which I haven't gone for runs at all because my back's been so messed up. But like, I'm not getting any exercise. I'm eating terribly. There's always, always, always junk food in our house. There's always baked goods and garbage and stuff like that in our house. But like right at, like around this time, yeah, a little extra in the middle. Little in the middle, but I got much back. Wait, no. I'm a lot in the middle, and I think I'm a flat ass. But it also becomes vegetable season for me, too, because I have this strange mix of... I eat Snickers bars and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups until I'm ready to puke, and then I feel so horrible about it, and I feel so terrible. I'm like, oh, my God, I just want a fucking salad. Like, I just want a bowl of broccoli. So I go back and forth on it, like where it's, and it doesn't, it usually the candy outweighs the
guys I play Dungeons and Dragons with. This conversation happened the other day.
All right.
But where is it?
Maybe you should have had that queued up before you started that sentence.
This is the guy who runs the whole thing. He goes, so I've been utterly. This is
the dungeon master?
Yeah. So.
Is that the real term?
Yeah. I have been utterly treating my body like shit for over a week. I know this is going to sound crazy, but what if we, ... and hear me out on this, ... tried to eat healthy? I was the first to reply, and guess what my words were?
Bacon.
GTFO with that nonsense.
Oh, hell no.
So then the other guy chimes in, I'm in. And he goes, well, thoughts then? And I said, due to unforeseen adulting expenses, I'll be eating on my own at home.
This is ramen noodle season. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. So we got to save up for Christmas.
How about grilled chicken salad? Meaning chicken on top of a salad with a veg, and then choice of dressing. The other guy, Bryce, the third guy, goes, Not what I'm looking for on a Friday night meal. You go for it, though.
That's a payday meal, man. Chicken?
So he goes, turkey burgers.
We're having peanut butter and jelly at my house.
He's like, I've been eating so much sidelines and whatnot due to parade of people wanting to hang out. And finally, that guy goes, I'll go it alone. It's all the same. You folks definitely have salads. Thumbs up.
We're so poor in my house that my kids eat macaroni one day and cheese the next.
So we got there, and they were making their salad and their grilled chicken, whatever. And they're like, Joey, want some salad? I said, Allie, I like her. And I don't want to make her a
widow. Fucking kill you.
But I don't want to make her a widow. So I will not murder you for that insult you just threw at me. He goes, well, I've just been eating so badly. I'm like, why is it my fault you're not a professional bad eater? If you can't eat shit all day long, that's not my problem. Right. Don't force your salad on me.
You ever see that episode of SpongeBob where he's like, they change the menu and he's like, a salad? What's a salad? And then Pearl is like, explains to him it's like lettuce or whatever. It's like the stuff they put on top of the burger. That's you. You're like, you have no idea or no concept of vegetables.
I have concepts. I don't like them.
Joel's favorite vegetable is onion rings.
I don't like onion rings. Every time I got forced into eating a
salad.
Wait,
do you not like onion ring?
I'll eat them, but they're not a preference.
Okay. That strikes me as crazy because...
Here's the problem with onion rings. The coating of the breading always gets perfect. And you bite the onion ring.
And then the onion slips out.
Yeah. So when I eat onions, I got to bite into them, then bite again to hopefully break the onion.
So Joel's favorite vegetable is Funyuns.
No, potatoes.
Joel's favorite vegetable is bacon.
French fries are great. Did you see that I posted the other day? That they did another study that's saying cutting back on red meat does not necessarily reduce cancer or heart disease.
You know what? I never believed that to begin with. I think
I never did.
Process like don't eat deli. Well, okay, I'm bad with deli meats too. You don't want to eat the cheap deli meats. You don't want to eat hot dogs. You don't want to eat anything high in nitrates. Things like that. Like, you want to avoid those things. But meat's not bad for you. But you need to eat the cleaner. I'm starting to feel a little bit like a hippie. Because even when we had a few episodes ago, we had our buddy Christian on the show. Like, we were talking about the zombie apocalypse. And I was like, you're just going to eat all the organic foods that grow in the fields and stuff like that. And he was like, he gave me this look of like, the fuck are you talking about? What kind of asshole are you that you would even recommend we eat organically? Yeah, he was like,
pork and beans till I die.
Right? You four basic food groups is the beans, the bacon, the whiskey, and the lard. But, I'm not by no means am I a hippie.
You're just married to one.
Let's not cross that bridge. Am I? It's hard to keep track.
I'll never forget your wedding. I'm playing the game, Dan's already hippie. Oh, there's one now.
You said what?
We're playing the game, Find the Damn Dirty Hippie.
Oh, Find the Damn Dirty Hippie.
Look, there's one now. That's my mom, Joe.
Well, meantime, my mom is not a hippie by a long shot.
But she kind of dresses like one.
Well, that's all that fits her because she's that big. Just because she's in a muumuu doesn't mean she's a hippie. It just means that she's too fat to wear anything else. But I'm not a hippie, and I'm definitely I like all the I do eat a lot of.
What would I be classified as? Because I don't fit any classifications, to be honest.
I mean, there's definitely a place for you. I need a little more time to Google. Like, here's the thing: it's changed so much that like people don't even fit into categories anymore. It's no longer like you're one of the goth or one of the punks or one of the jocks or one of the nerds or whatever. Like, now everybody has initials and shit. You're IFJP or QPLD or whatever. I don't know what the fuck they all are. I don't.
Are you talking about the Myers-Briggs? Or are you talking about the LGBTQ?
I don't know. Like, I'm fucking confused with how we associate people. And God forbid that you should refer to somebody by how they appear to you. It's at the point now now where, like, if you go, sir, and they go, I don't gender identify with that, like, what the fuck does that even mean? Like, what the fuck is wrong with people that we can't just be, like, it's fine if you want to be something different, but we have to be so individual and so specific now. It's frustrating. I hate that. Like, I really do. I know I sound like, take a shot, everybody. Joe's old man came out.
Typical cis white gender, male gender.
You goddamn kids always playing on my yard here. I don't get it. I don't know. I guess I'm old. I don't fucking know. There's too much specification as to who and what we are. Like, it used to be boys were boys and girls were girls, and now they're not. Is it that time again? Oh, Joe got boring. Let's change the subject. Okay. Thanks for joining us here, everybody, and tune in next week where I say more shit that offends everybody and pisses you off that you're not all fucking snowflakes like you thought you were. Special thanks to Nobody Gives a Shit, and today's episode is brought to you by the letter Q and JLP. Lucky lottery numbers are 7, 14, 22, and 81. I don't know. The Chinese word for monkey is Mao Lao. That's true. You can look that up. All right, everybody. We'll see you here next week in disco. Did you want to say disco?
Too late now.
Oh, shit. My bad.
Yeah, whatever.